This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, we are trying to combat some kind of, you know, sad and troubling news out there. Let me just lighten it up for the next few minutes, okay? You know, because this is kind of important to me, and this is kind of good news for me, all right? June is my birthday month. Yep, my birthday is June 16th. Hi, happy birthday to me! Happy birthday to me! And so I know a lot of you guys are like, okay, I got to get Dr. Dahlia a present. Yeah, you do. I do. So what? But don't do it yet. Don't do it yet. I want you to listen to this, okay? Birthday celebrations actually have a little bit of a history. Now, I wrote an article. I got to put it on Twitter and Facebook. I wrote it last year for my birthday. I actually posted it on my birthday. Very, very special day. Happy day. And it's interesting because the history of it is it used to coincide with astrology. And then later, religious groups, okay, were, you know, slowly adopting it a lot slower than you think, because birthdays weren't as big a deal in the Bible, if you notice. People thought that birthdays had to do more with pagan-type rituals. So it took a while for religious groups to go, okay, you know what, this is a pagan. But according to WCCO-TV, pagans thought that evil spirits lurked on days of major changes, like the day you turned a year older. They say the ancient Greeks believed that each person had a spirit that attended his or her birth and kept watch. That spirit had a mystic relation with the god on whose birthday the individual was born. Now that's according to the book, The Lore of Birthdays. So after people were kind of convinced that, all right, you know what, this is okay, you know, you could get a year older, and I think people were later convinced that from a medical standpoint or from a time standpoint, you know, once maps started to get bigger and times and calendars, people needed to have an age associated with them. They needed to. And so, you know, once they figured out that, they're like, okay, you know what, we're not going to worry about the whole pagan thing. Now, we have a birthday cake, and birthday cakes are big. This year for my birthday, I'm not going to have a birthday cake. I'm going to do like a candy table for my party. I love candy tables where you have little bags and you have little scoopers and then you have little things of candy. By the way, candy tables are way more expensive than a candy cake. Have you guys ever tried to do a candy table? It is. It's a lot more expensive. But what I like is when somebody goes to a party, then they could go home with some goodies. So we have a lot of chocolate, we have some lollipops, some rock candy, you have it all decorated, so it could be very nice decor, and it's just kind of fun that people fill up a little bag. The problem is somebody always, always overfills, or they take a crap load and they start stuffing their pockets, and, you know, you try not to invite those people to your party, but it happens. But birthday cake is really what is the, you know, the major tradition, and according to HankReedForHistory.com, cultures have been using these celebratory breads and cakes for centuries, but the modern-day birthday cake, they really believe, originated in Germany during the 1400s. They say cakes might have been made with dough and sugar, but some would have rings, coins, and buttons thrown in. Boardwalk Empire had done this, where I think they were with President Harding's mistress. At the time, they did an episode with that, and so there was a birthday cake, and there would be a coin or button or a cloth. If one received the piece of cake with the ring, marriage would be in their future. If they chose the piece with coins, financial luck was in their future. So, very interesting, putting stuff in the cake and baking it in the cake. I think we stopped that now because people would choke on it and lawsuits, etc. But very cool nonetheless. Me, I just like chocolate chips in my cake. Now, blowing out the candles. Ancient cultures would add candles to foods for various reasons. They say the smoke would ward off evil spirits. But it wasn't until the 1700s when Germany would adorn birthday cakes and candles for children's cakes called Kinderfest. So again, the Germans were really, really big on this stuff. And again, they get credit for, you know, Christmas, Santa Claus, that, you know, all the holiday type activities surrounding this. Even though these holidays and birthdays existed, the Germans know how to make a party out of it. And so Germans would make birthday cakes with candles and call it Kinderfest. Each candle represented a year of their life, and then additional candles were put on it for future years. So in America, we do one to grow. And the reason why we do one to grow is because it's a little too scary to, you know, put 5 candles, 10 candles, because you're like, well, you're limiting their life. So when you say one to grow, it leaves it open-ended. Now, what are the most popular birthday cake flavors? Well, according to 97.3 The Dog, they found the top 10 birthday cakes are either chocolate, cheesecake, chocolate chip, vanilla or yellow cake, red velvet, marble, carrot, lemon, coconut, and funfetti. Funfetti is yummy. I'm not a big cheesecake person, so I don't know why cheesecake is up there. And then why do we give gifts? Well, they say that the tradition of giving gifts also is to ward off evil spirits, and guests coming to the celebration were asked to bring good thoughts and gifts. Oh, I love gifts. And then, happy birthday to you. Where did happy birthday to you come from? Well, that came from a school principal in 1893, Patty Hill and her sister Mildred. They composed a song entitled Good Morning to All, and it was the same melody as happy birthday to you. And then the complete text came from, I think, Goodyear Alger's poem Roy's Birthday. She published in her book, a primer of work and play. It was copyrighted later, and the Good Morning to All changed to happy birthday. And there we go. What is the most popular birthday gift? Well, used to be in the past, a plate of food, a cake, a song, an ashtray made in art class. Currently, the most popular gift is a gift card. I think a gift card is brilliant. When is my birthday? June 16. Which month has the most birthdays? August, September, and October seem to be the busiest months because people snuggle more in the winter. One Harvard study found September 16th to be the most popular. To be the least popular, February 29th. There you go. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts, and if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando Español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material, material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Before we begin, I want to say I didn't watch the movie Coco in the movies. The Coco was, I guess, one of the new Pixar Disney films. It was excellent. I think it had won some Academy Awards, you know. But what was really, really interesting about this story is it had to do with the Dia de los Muertos, the Mexican tradition of honoring the dead. And it was a very interesting movie in that you would think it would scare little kids. The little kid was going to die. There was dead people. There was dead people dying. And I find it interesting how kid movies have such really deep, dark concepts in them. Disney is famous for that. I told you guys, Disney, somebody always dies in a Disney movie. Bambi, Mufasa, and Lion King. Well, Bambi's mom died, right? Oh, I didn't want to ruin it for you. Mufasa, Lion King, Nemo's mom. So, they always do that, and I don't know why. I'm sure Walt Disney was asked, you know, why there's a death in the movies, and after Walt Disney died, they continued that tradition. I don't get it. Somebody had suggested it's because they want kids who have lost a parent to feel like they belong in these Disney movies. But I just don't think it's necessary. I think parents should be the ones kind of bringing in the death subject. I really don't need cartoons doing that. Same thing with sex. I don't need kids' shows to bring up sex. Sausage Party is on Netflix. I didn't see Sausage Party until recently. I knew that it was going to be R-rated. I just didn't realize it was going to be that R-rated. For those of you that have not seen Sausage Party, make sure there are no kids around. It is disgusting. It's a cartoon, and it is probably one of the most disgusting cartoons. And I actually didn't like it. Well, some scenes might have been funny, but it was so disgusting that I think it was a waste of 2 hours. And so apparently some kids played this at a birthday party. And my son had said, yeah, I saw it. I go, when did you see it? I never took you to the theater. I never gave you money to go to the theater. Now we're at one of the kids' birthday parties. It was played. The parents thought it was a cartoon. It's like the dirtiest cartoon out there I've ever seen. Worse than Team America. So, Team America, though, was so funny. So, I thought Coco was very well done. It was excellent. And what was kind of positive about it is, you know, it doesn't scare kids about the dead and the afterlife. It kind of talks about how, depending on what you believe in, that people who die come back. You want to keep their memory alive, which is a good thing. And keeping their memory alive keeps their spirit alive. So it's very, very cool. But I just found it fascinating that a Disney film could have such a dark concept and still put it together and do really, really well. So I thought it was excellent, and I didn't cry like I expected to at the end, but I almost did. Speaking of crying, Hog Farm's neighbors have been awarded $50 million after suing the hog farmer for smells. They say families who live near a hog farm in Bladen County, North Carolina, have been complaining for decades about bad smells, flies, and excessive chemical spraying. They say on Thursday, they finally scored a huge victory in court. A federal jury awarded the neighbors more than $50 million in damages, agreeing that the impact of the farm's operation was so intrusive that people cannot enjoy their rural homes. That must have really stunk for you to be in a home in rural America and have to deal with that stink. So instead of suing the farm's owner, the plaintiff's attorneys aimed instead at the Hog Production Division of Virginia-based Smithfield Foods, which is a Chinese-owned company. Well, that's where the money is. And Smithfield uses strict contracts to dictate how farm operators raise the livestock that Smithfield owns. So the jurors awarded the 10 neighbors who sued, and this is a 15,000-head swine operation. They sued a total of, they got $750,000 in compensation plus $50 million in damages. So they're very pleased with the verdict. Wow. The jurors decided that the defendant owed the neighbors a standard of care in terms of trying to minimize the odors and other undesirable fallout from the processes. See, I don't know. I don't know how that works. I've always lived kind of in a suburb city type. So I don't know what it's like to live near a farm or live near a hog farm. My guess is it does stink. And I would probably want to move my home, but that's easier said than done. So I guess intensive hog operations have multiplied in North Carolina in the 80s and 90s. And I guess it involves housing thousands of hogs together, flushing their waste and holding pits. And I guess bacteria then breaks down the material. Then they spray it onto fields with agricultural spray guns. Well, the spraying, because that helps fertilize, right? It sends smells and animal waste airborne. allowing it to drift into their homes, sometimes coat outdoor surfaces on the properties. That's sick. All right. Yeah, but you know what? Just telling them to move, they can't, I mean, their property values. It's not easy. So the case was the first in dozens of lawsuits filed by more than 500 neighbors complaining about hog operations. Now, North Carolina legislators last year did change state law to make it much more difficult to replicate the string of nuanced lawsuits. And the lawsuits are a threat to the major industry. And it threatens, they say, tens of thousands of jobs. But that stinks. And I think they could very easily sue based on any medical implications of breathing that crap in. Pretty disgusting. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we're going to be this month hearing a lot of Supreme Court rulings. As we heard, they had thrown out the case, or they had ruled against the suit against the baker that had refused to make a same-sex cake. Supreme Court has thrown out the immigrant teen abortion ruling. So the U.S. Supreme Court on Monday threw out a lower court ruling that let a pregnant illegal immigrant minor held in federal immigration custody to obtain an abortion last year at the age of 17. They threw it out. This was over the objections of President Donald Trump's administration. The action by the justices is a legal victory for his administration, but the teenager already had the abortion. I guess it was a federal appeals court level that allowed it, where detained minors, I guess, can get abortions. There was the unsigned opinion with no dissents. The justices threw out the appeals court decision on the grounds that the dispute became moot once the unnamed teenager had the abortion. But the justices declined to take up the administration's request for disciplinary action against the ACLU. The ACLU represented the girl. She underwent the abortion in Texas last October. The administration had accused the ACLU lawyers of misleading the Justice Department over when she would have the abortion. The court also allowed litigation to continue in lower courts concerning other detained immigrants in detention in similar situation. The High Court says it takes misconduct allegations against lawyers seriously, but said not all communication breakdowns constitute misconduct. So the ACLU has filed a range of lawsuits against the administration, sued in Washington in October, seeking a decision on obtaining abortions that would be binding in any future cases. Now, going back to 1973, Roe versus Wade, the Supreme Court ruling legalized abortion nationwide. But what is left to be debated is, what about an illegal immigrant? Do illegal immigrant women have the same right to an abortion? And then the next question is, who's paying for this? So if somebody is a minor, even though they're emancipated when they're pregnant, comes to our country, can they get the abortion paid for? They don't exactly specify, but my guess is we paid for her abortion. And so where the abortion issue starts getting stickier than it is with cases like this. You know, I really don't believe the fight would have been so big if we were just looking at a few abortions a year. Even though for many people abortion is killing, for other people abortion is women's choice. So again, the fight versus civil liberties versus life is going to forever go, you know, continue. But when the abortion issue involves millions being done each year, and now it involves illegal immigrants getting public paid abortions, it's not going to sit right with a lot of people, whether they're pro-choice or not. So, you know, I love that we're helping other countries, but that money could be going to so many other things. It could be going to helping our homeless population. It could be going to helping our sick. So, me, I'm not a fan of paying for other countries' illegal immigrant abortions. That's just me. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
USA Radio News.
The Supreme Court cited by a 7-2 margin today that a Christian baker's religious liberty was violated when Colorado's Civil Rights Commission penalized him for refusing to bake a wedding cake for a same-sex couple. Jack Phillips is a man who would not bake that cake. He explains the toll this has taken on him and his business.
It has resulted in 5 years of court battle, 40% loss of my business, losing half my staff, and even death threats to me and my family.
Preparations continue in the White House for President Trump's meeting next week in Singapore with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un. Defense Secretary James Mattis says you never know what's going to happen when you're dealing with North Korea.
Welcome to reality. You know, it's only on TV that it all goes and everything's fitting together. So, yeah, it's going to be bumpy. No, but nothing late-breaking or recent, no.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to selectquote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCA-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So there was a headline circulating that if we have a colony on Mars and we reproduce in that colony, the babies are going to be a new subspecies. They may not be the same species like the Homo sapiens. There may be a subspecies and maybe later a new species. Why? Well, it's very interesting. I was on KBC Radio talking about this. It was a new research paper published in Futures. And an international team of scientists examined the challenges of reproduction on the Martian surface, in Mars. And they say it's risky. Because if humans succeed in conceiving, carrying, and birthing offspring, the offspring may later become a new subspecies. Why? Well, because Mars is a different environment. It's a different planet. It doesn't have as much gravity. It has one-third the gravitational pull. And they believe that some women may have trouble conceiving, first of all, without the gravity. Have trouble having sex without the gravity. Have trouble giving birth. You know, the women in my family talked about how they used to have to squat to give birth. If the baby was big coming out, they would have to kind of get on all fours, or they'd have to stand and squat and use gravity. Most of us, we give birth in the lithotomy position, where we're lying on our back and we're hoping to, you know, have it ease out. But we do push, and we do use gravitational forces. Gravitational forces are involved in a lot of our processes. You know, people who are on space stations and astronauts, they've had a variety of different issues medically, one of which having poop issues. It's difficult to poop, not having the extra gravitational pulls. You need gravity to help strengthen your bones and your muscles. You need to have resistance. And that resistance and needing to balance and stay upright so you don't fall, these are things that help our strength, help our bone structure. So if babies are born and they learn to survive and they're able to make offspring, etc., these new offspring or progeny of Mars colony people may have a difficult time on Earth's atmosphere. And it makes sense. You have a colony on another planet. I can't even imagine us making a human population on Mars. Why are we doing this? They can't breathe air. Isn't Venus supposed to be nicer, or Venus has all these toxic gases? Yeah, I just don't get it. Why do you want to be on a planet where you can't go outside and breathe? And Mars, I mean, we all saw the movie Martian. It doesn't look fun. I mean, they say there's water somewhere, but, you know, it's not like you can go fishing and boating. I just don't get it. Unless maybe they know something that we don't. Maybe they think Earth is going to be destroyed by an asteroid or something. So they are trying to start building an infrastructure on another planet so we Earth people have a place to go to later. Do you think that's what's going on? Because I'm like, why Mars? That'd be a huge business. I don't know. Well, I hope Earth stays around because I really don't want to go to Mars. So that's what's going on with that. Now, you'll also see a headline circulating how people have another brain in their butt. They do not. People do not have their heads up their butt or a brain in their butt. But you're going to see something called second brain. And second brain neurons, they're saying, allows your colon to move and your bowels to pass. And what they're talking about is there's a neuronal system that is independent from your central nervous system. So your central nervous system, stems from the brain. And so the brain controls nerves like the peripheral nervous system, etc. Well, they found that there's an enteric nervous system, the ENS, and it could operate independently of the brain and spinal cord. And it could operate to the point where people can go to the bathroom, I believe, even when they're in a coma. They used neuronal imaging techniques with electrophysiology records of smooth muscle to reveal a rhythmic pattern of activity underlying so-called colonic migrating motor complexes. And they showed how this activity transports little fecal pellets to the mouse colon. So having your own nervous system, a separate nervous system for the brain, pretty damn cool. But it does not mean we have a brain's upper butt, like a lot of people want to say. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so the CDC is reporting we've had a total of 5 people dead, close to 200 people sick in the worst E. coli outbreak since 2006. 5 total people dead. Now, the deaths occurred in California, Pennsylvania, Arkansas, Minnesota, and New York. One person was reported to have died from the outbreak in early May. And the update from the CDC comes 2 weeks after the center said that now all romaine lettuce should be available for sale that's safe. So even though the romaine lettuce outbreak is supposed to be over, this was pretty bad. The CDC said the newest cases were likely people who had eaten romaine lettuce while produce from the Yuma region was still available in stores. Most of the people who recently became ill ate the romaine lettuce from the Yuma growing region, and the CDC said was still available in stores, restaurants, and people's homes. Some people who became sick did not report eating romaine lettuce, but had a close contact with someone else who got sick from eating romaine lettuce. They say one Georgia case was reported as part of the outbreak when a Metro Atlanta teenager was hospitalized in April. The teen was not identified and hasn't been released from the hospital. But 200 people got sick from 36 different states. And this started back in mid-March. Nearly half of the people had to be hospitalized. 26 developed the nasty hemolytic uremic syndrome. That's a form of kidney failure, life-threatening to somebody with weakened immune systems, like children and the elderly, etc. The majority of people who fell ill from the outbreak live in California, however. So E. coli is that nasty bacteria. And most strains won't make you sick, but this one that causes the hemolytic uremic syndrome is bad. You get a variety of things from E. coli, bladder infections, diarrhea, even respiratory issues. Now, this technically has been the worst since 2006. In 2006, 205 people died. I'm sorry, 205 people became ill and 5 died after contracting E. coli from baby spinach. So how did the E. coli get there? We don't know. But they assume it was contaminated lettuce grown in Arizona's Yuma region. They have not been able to link the outbreak to a specific farm. So somebody's poo-poo or stool sediment got on there. Disgusting. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a teen almost died because he worked out too hard. And he had developed rhabdomyolysis. Jared Schamberger, 17 years old, had worked out so hard that he had muscle breakdown. This released a damaging protein into the blood, possibly damaging the kidneys. And he made it to the hospital in time, was able to get fluids. But a lot of us overexercise. And unfortunately, with this overexercising, we think we're doing good. We think no pain, no gain. But you start getting muscle pain, weakness, swelling after intense exercise. That means it is just too much. One of my friends had taken a blood test and his liver enzymes were through the roof. I almost thought he had hepatitis. But what had happened is he had had a very rigorous exercise workout. And so it was disturbing the liver. 1-877-DOCTOR-DALI, don't go away.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So the FDA wants to shorten new drug monopolies to cut costs. In an effort to increase competition and bring down prescription drug prices, FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb wants to speed approval times for rivals to promising new first-to-market medicines. Now, as a doctor, I'm thinking maybe we need to slow things down a little bit until we see if there's side effects. I mean, look at what happened with Viagra. Viagra was launched All of a sudden, we saw people die from it because they realized, oh, they're taking nitrates. You're not supposed to be on nitrates. Then after the fact, they said, okay, wait, guys. Okay, don't take this drug with nitrates. We're like, couldn't you have told us this before it got approved? So the U.S. FDA chief has made a commitment to speeding up approvals of cheap generic medicines, which he said is his agency's main contribution to the Trump administration push to cut drug costs to consumers. He said the primary effort is being led by the Department of Health and Human Services. He says, so we're doing it on the generic side, but we're also thinking of doing it on the new drug side. I have no problem with the generic side, as these were drugs that have been already established and side effect profiles well established. But new drugs, I'm a little nervous. They say if companies have breakthrough products and they have invested a lot of capital, they should have an opportunity to price that product based on what the market will bear. I agree. But they're going to have a monopoly. And that monopoly shouldn't last forever, he says. That's what we're trying to facilitate. So Gottlieb said his sense is that some companies are seeing less of an economic prerogative to be on the third or fourth to market. They say the days of being the 12th statin are over. You literally see companies pulling out if they think they're going to be fourth or fifth drug on the market. Companies are chasing those opportunities. This is exactly what we talked about with Ebola, what we talked about with the vaccines, where if a company doesn't think they're the ones that are going to be first and accepted by insurance companies, why would they take the multi-million or billion-dollar risk? So he believes that over the past 10 to 15 years, the time to market for the second drug in a new class has gotten longer. The agency is currently undertaking an analysis to see if the thesis is correct and ways to accelerate those approvals. They say some cancer drug executives interviewed at the ASCO meeting disagree with this theory. They go, I would love to ask him to give us an example of that. Apparently this was former global president of oncology at Pfizer, who now heads up Novartis' cancer operations, Liz Barrett. If you think about the evolution of oncology in the past few years, it's competitive in each class. She says, I think we're in an era where we make the assumption that there's going to be competition. Even if you get breakthrough therapy designation, that doesn't stop another medicine in the same class from getting breakthrough therapy. So some of you may say, who gives a damn? Why do we have to make sure the pharmaceutical companies are happy? Well, we do. We need drugs. We need new drugs out there. But we need drug costs going down. And that makes it tricky. And what we're seeing is insurance companies aren't giving you a list of 15 different cholesterol medications. You're now starting to see them give you 3, 4. Same thing with blood pressure medicines. You're starting to see less in each class. These insurance companies, since Obamacare, are trying to cut costs. And I'm looking at some of these lists, and the cheapest of the cheap seems to be the favored. And they'll have some non-cheap ones. You have to pay extra. And I see the prices of these drugs. I'm paying more per copay than I could get the drug wholesale. And so everybody's trying to make their money this way and that. The insurance company seems to make a crap load of money. But you as a consumer, your choices are going down. So as a pharmaceutical company looks at this and goes, wait a second. We could possibly make a new and improved cholesterol medication. But if the insurance company's not going to put it on their list, put it on their formulary, we're going to be screwed. So a new type of statin that would be awesome is something that raises your HDL, the good cholesterol. Or something like Crestor, where 10 milligrams worked as well as 40 milligrams of another. The thing is as a non-generic, it was expensive. All right, well, then make it generic as quickly as possible. Well, once you make it generic, the pharmaceutical company doesn't make money. They don't make money on the generics. They only make money on the brand name. Other companies make money on the generics. So I agree with the Trump administration. We need to get the drug prices down. But we also need to make sure that new drugs are tested properly, Okay, we can't have new drugs go out there and an accelerated process. Now, the accelerated process is the bureaucratic red tape from the government. Yes, speed that up. But if it's testing and follow-up and seeing, okay, you know, 6 months out, 1 year out, 2 years out, no, I would be hesitant on that. But then again, that's what makes it so costly for a company to make these medications. And from start to finish, it could be 5 to 10 years. That's a huge investment for, you know, not seeing a lot of gain coming down the pike. So we'll see what happens with this. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. They say, this is interesting, zapping a man's private parts with a mild electric current may combat erectile dysfunction. Tests reveal men with performance problems in the bedroom got their sex drive back just after a few weeks of treatment. I'm surprised that it was actual sex drive and not just so much the erection. The volunteers had 2 sessions a week for a month, each one lasting 15 minutes. Now, how many of you men out there would actually allow an electrical current to touch that area? 2 tiny electrodes were placed on the genitalia, and a power pack was used to generate the current. While the remedy seemed shocking, they say the only sensation volunteers felt was a mild tingling as the current passed through the tissue. So the technique was called, according to Daily Mail, functional electrical stimulation. It has been used for nearly 40 years to treat other conditions, like multiple sclerosis. They say many MS sufferers suffer a condition called foot drop, where they struggle to lift their foot properly, but firing a low-level current into the leg reawakens muscles and nerves that control the movement. Stroke victims also do well with electrical stimulation. We also use electrical stimulation on back pain and a whole variety of things. So now a team of researchers in Brazil have tried this out on impotents. Now those were those who did not get better taking drugs like Viagra. I guess 1 in 10 men suffer from erectile dysfunction. I think it's higher. And some studies suggest that more than a third of those over 40 are affected. And Viagra works, but that works more on a blood flow issue. So if you're not having a vascular issue, maybe you're having a nervous issue, something going on with the nerves. People with diabetes have issues with erections, both because of blood flow, but also probably because of nerves. So 2 electrodes placed, all right, very little pain. I think the device costs a few grand. But you would go into the doctor. I don't think you would buy your own device. They looked at 22 men, so it was a small study. They were aged 40 to 65. None of them were on Viagra at the time. And they found that their sexual drive improved. They think maybe it could be helping with the release of nitric oxide, which dilates the blood vessels. But I tell you, notice how there's so much research in this. I'm waiting to see more research in superbug antimicrobials, but no. But when it comes to stimulating genitalia, researchers are all over that. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.